Editor. Driving into Seeshelt today, I, as usual, averted my eyes from the mass destruction taking place on the upper side, past the Cove Beach development in Half Moon Bay. Knowing the loss of habitat and ecosystems that has occurred, it breaks my heart. Especially after leaving my own yard and having watched the abundance of wildlife taking pleasure in the shade of the tall cedars. Our current OCP set out to protect this, yet that is not happening. Apparently, developers' dollars have the final say and climate change, the environment, wildlife and responsible development have taken a back seat. And, from what I understand, these are not tiny homes or affordable housing. Gated communities seem to be the order of the day. Later, coming back, I noticed the property on the lower side has been sold. I suppose we can expect more of the same. And what of washouts? If the Cooper's Green development slides down and we have another washout near Sargent Bay, how will we cope with emergencies? I am thankful to the Half Moon Bay community and environmental association's efforts at bringing these issues to the fore and so disillusioned by our local government. Development is inevitable. Responsible development needs to be mandatory and that is our local government's job. Fines mean nothing. Stop work orders would be more effective. If Cowichan District can halt development while they figure out their water supply issues, so can we. Finally, traffic. Half Moon Bay is rural, 50 kilometers per hour. That is not happening, and it is becoming dangerous. The residences' signs along Redrooffs attest to this. Who is looking after our community's interests and values? Uli Hadler, Half Moon Bay.